The budget plan now before Congress could influence how much power lawmakers have to cut taxes in the future. A few Republicans have joined Democrats to block the plan in the Senate. They want to include what they call a pay-as-you-go rule. It says any tax cuts would have to be financed by corresponding spending cuts to keep the budget deficit from getting larger. Other Republicans say that rule would block them from new rounds of tax cutting. Ross Baker, who's a political science professor at Rutgers University, has been watching this debate and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Steve?
Doing fine, Ross. Good to talk to you again. What is causing some Senate Republicans, John McCain, Olympia Snowe, some others, to not back the president's budget?
Well, I think this is part of a longer trend that actually started earlier this year. It's a kind of Republican family quarrel. I suppose it hasn't amounted to a civil war yet, but there's certainly a lot of concern among Republicans with the administration for a variety of reasons. Some of it has to do with concerns among fiscal conservatives in the Republican Party over the large deficits, over the very large cost of the prescription drug program, and a feeling that somehow the president has become fiscally profligate. And, of course, the Democrats, who hadn't been doing very well all along, are kind of rejoicing at this family quarrel. And one of the interesting things is, of course, that Senator Feingold of Wisconsin introduced this idea of pay-as-you-go, which I suppose was a little mischievous in a way, but the Republicans found it attractive as well as Democrats. And, of course, what it would do would be to limit the president's ability for further tax cuts.
Yeah. Now, this family quarrel that you describe, is this a quarrel, in a sense, over the identity of the Republican Party, whether its central identity is tax cutting or controlling deficits?
I don't think it's come to that yet. But I do think there's a lot of concern among people who feel that the administration has been entirely too cavalier about tax cuts, particularly at a time of war. I think there's a concern among some Republicans that the sense of national sacrifice that in some way would complement the effort on the part of our troops in Iraq just isn't there, and the administration hasn't done much to cultivate it. So I think there's that aspect as well. But I think there's clearly a lot of concern among Republicans in Congress about the conduct of the war, about the course of the war, about the manner in which it's being conducted, and in fact, about the competency of the administration to conduct the war.
Now, you mentioned that some of the Democrats are being, as you put it, mischievous here. Is any split going to hurt Republicans in this year's elections?
I think so. And I think that part of the problem, Steve, is that you know, the first law of American political survival is save yourself. And I think the president's job performance numbers in the polls have been creating a considerable amount of anxiety among congressional Republicans. I mean, clearly people running for Congress are much happier with a very strong candidate at the head of the ticket. And I think as the president's poll numbers have declined, I think a number of Republicans have begun to assert themselves and also to distance themselves from the president. And this is something, obviously, which is of great concern to the White House.
Ross, thanks very much.
Mm-hmm.
Ross Baker is a political science professor at Rutgers University.